joints hurt, got on the scale. Yep, gained 2 pounds. Can't eat buttered popcorn, Randy. You can't do it. That's a trigger food for me. So you learn this stuff. You then do a reset. You feel better. The weight comes right back off. You go back to your reset weight. So again, call 269-964-4044 or the website truckerrandyhealth.com. Schedule a consult. You have until 5 o'clock on Friday to take advantage of this discount one last time, extending it 1 week just for us. Going to shift gears, go to Lansing, check in with MERS News Service to see what's going on there. And kind of a very interesting dynamic is taking place. Friday, Valentine's Day, State Representative Matt Kolesar, a Democrat from Plymouth, while giving a press conference on the Trump administration's drive to make significant cuts to the U.S. Department of Education, asking that Linda McMahon be appointed to be the new Secretary of Education for Trump's cabinet. His quote of the day on Friday was this: "Look, I was a professional wrestling fan for the most of my life. I'm about as qualified to run the WWE as Linda McMahon is to run the DOE, Department of Education. Why did Donald Trump pick her? First of all, he picked her to do the job that he's asked her to do that would basically put her out of work. He wants to end the federal U.S. Department of Education. Well, what will happen then? What would we do in education? He wants the resources to go back to the states. He wants the states to be in charge of education and to compete against other states as to who can do the best job in educating the children. That's number one. Number two, he has come out and said that they are going to cut federal funding to any school districts that continue to push the DEI woke agenda. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Donald Trump said no more money for any of that crap in our country anywhere. But one of the things I found to be most interesting was the stories that came about as a result of it. And one thing you have to understand, this is not something that he's just doing, going after one particular district or state. Education Department tells states to end DEI in schools or risk federal funding. The story came out on Saturday, updated yesterday. Bill Pan of the Epoch Times wrote this: "The U.S. Department of Education is warning state education departments that they have 14 days to cease their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs or risk losing federal funding. The warning letter was issued on Friday, February 14th, says, "Dear colleague," in the letter sent to departments of education in all 50 states, according to the Department of Government Efficiency. The letter was penned by Craig Traynor, Acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights within the Department of Education in Washington. In the letter, he condemns what is described as overt and covert racial discrimination, radicalization that is happening in the K-12 schools, universities, particularly under the banner of DEI policies over the last 4 years. This radicalization has got to stop, especially because it does discriminate against white students, Asian students, and promotes the false premise that the United States is built upon a systemic and structural racism, encouraging segregation by race at graduation ceremonies, student housing, and other such practices. These practices, the letter states, will no longer be tolerated. The law is clear. Treating students differently on the basis of race to achieve nebulous goals such as diversity, racial balancing, social justice, or equity is illegal under a Supreme Court precedent. While emphasizing the obligations under Title VI, the federal law prohibiting discrimination based on race for institutions that receive federal dollars, this letter also points to the Supreme Court case in which Harvard University was sued for its use of racial preferences in their admissions. The landmark 2023 decision, which declared it unconstitutional for public and private colleges to consider an applicant's race in admissions, sets forth a framework and should be applied more broadly, the letter goes on to say. At its core, the test is very simple. If an education system treats a person differently based on race, or treats another person different because of their policies, the educational institution will have been deemed to violate federal laws and Supreme Court precedent. The U.S. Department of Education warned that schools failing to comply with its policies could jeopardize their federal funding. It further stated that enforcement actions are imminent, pledging to the vigorously enforced law and initiate compliance evaluations within the next 14 days. All students are entitled to a school environment free from discrimination. The department is committed to ensuring these principles are a reality. This letter warning follows President Donald Trump's executive order directing all federal agencies to eliminate funding for illegal and discriminatory treatment and indoctrination in K-12 schools, including based on gender ideology, discriminatory equity ideologies, and others. An earlier order has already abolished DEI offices and initiatives across the federal workforce. Being in alignment with the president's orders, the Department of Education has removed all DEI references from documents, official websites, dissolved its Diversity and Inclusion Council, and has placed employees charged with leading DEI initiatives on permanent leave. The same day the letter was sent, Doge shared on social media platform that the Education Department had terminated 70 DEI training grants as part of Donald Trump's administration's broader campaign to eliminate wasteful government spending. It's over. So all this talk about DEI, these woke agenda policies, well, guess what? They've been ordered to stop, to cease from existing, and the funding is drying up. The next question is, how many local school boards, perhaps the Michigan Department of Education, are they going to continue to insist these DEI policies stay in place? Well, you do so, you may lose federal funding. It's that simple. The money is going away. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up these cuts that Donald Trump and his potential education secretary, Linda McMahon, are going to implement could affect Title I schools the hardest. Three Democrats at a Sheet Metal Workers International Association Local 80 building Friday came to speak about the cuts, the dollars, and what it would mean here in Michigan. Again, State Representative Matt Colazar got quote of the day. Senate Majority Whip Mallory McMorrow, because the Democrats still control the Senate, said these cuts represent exactly what Trump's education agenda is all about. Putting billionaires and the wealthy first while students, teachers, and family pay the price. Quote-unquote, said the communist Democrat from Royal Oak. Mallory, you know, you'd have a lot more credibility if you'd stop using the Democrats' talking points. Putting billionaires and the wealthy first have nothing to do with cutting the Department of Education. The students, teachers, and family paying the price, it's not a true statement. Nothing of that statement you said is accurate or true. By eliminating the federal bureaucracy, the federal Department of Education in Washington, and sending the money back to the states would actually give us more money to work with. But it also would charge us with new ways of educating the children. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to increase the per pupil funding in her proposed upcoming budget to $10,000 per pupil. I got a very simple question. She has been throwing money at education for the last 6 years she's been governor. Now, in her seventh budget, she wants to raise it to the maximum we've ever spent ever. Meanwhile, test scores, graduation rates, attendance rates are all down. So the simple question is this: what good has it been for Whitmer and the Democrats to throw money at our current public school system when all they've done is gone down in all of those categories? So obviously throwing money at it is not the solution. It needs to be restructured. This Democrat Senator Majority Whip says funding for schools in rural as well as urban communities depend on $440 million annually in federal funding. $440 million. Now stop and put that into perspective, folks. Whitmer has submitted her proposal for the upcoming budget to be $83.5 billion with a B dollars. They're whining about Donald Trump wanting to cut $440 million in federal funding, claiming that without this funding, our schools, every single one of them, will face painful cuts. Painful cuts. You have got to be kidding me. Detroit Public Community School District, $101,532,000 in funding. Compare that to Dearborn Public Schools, where they get basically $12 million. Grand Rapids Public Schools, $10 million. Detroit Public Schools basically gets 10 times what Dearborn and Grand Rapids Public Schools get, and they've got the worst schools in the state. Test scores, reading, mathematics, attendance, graduation rates. Every single one of those categories, Detroit Public Schools are dead last. But yet they get 10 times the amount of money Dearborn and Grand Rapids Public Schools get. Then she talks about special education. 200,000 of Michigan students require special needs, and they rely on $461 million federal funding each year, 15% of Michigan's special education budget. Well, if Donald Trump is successful in getting Linda McMahon confirmed as Secretary of Education, and she eliminates the federal department, sends the 70,000 plus employees home. You have to go find a new job. We're shutting down the office spaces. We're not going to lease these buildings anymore. The money is going to be made available to the states. But it probably will come with strings attached. The money needs to follow the kids. Parents need to decide where to spend that money. It might be their local public school. It may be a charter school, a Christian school, whatever. Competition will be a good thing. Fix education once and for all. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, several fire crews in the Great Lakes Bay region battled a major blaze at Consumers Energy's Karn Generating Complex in Essexville on Monday. The fire was reported in the afternoon in a large transformer on the complex, according to Consumers. The equipment is located outside of the main buildings, but the flames spread to the buildings. Consumer spokesperson said all employees at the Karn complex evacuated safely. No injuries were reported to Consumers employees. There was no immediate word about what caused the fire. The U.S. Coast Guard was responding to reports that an undisclosed quantity of mineral oil leaked at the complex and possibly into the water. Coast Guard crews were mobilizing Monday afternoon to assess and mitigate any pollution. Pit Spitters goes cashless. David Barr explains.
The Traverse City Pit Spitters announced that Turtle Creek Stadium will transition to a fully cashless